chapter 13. The sea rat blowfly sat on a rotten log, cooling his foot paws by rubbing them in the rich, damp loam, gazing up at the trunks of mighty woodland trees with their canopy of sun-pierced green. He murmured to the sea rat sitting alongside him,
"I like this here moss flower place. Better weather here than on that nor'east coast. Plenty of shelter and prime victuals too."
His companion, a sad-faced sea rat called Rogin, rubbed his blistered foot paws tenderly as he complained,
"If only we wasn't marching so much, I ain't cut out for all this tracking. I'm a sea rat, not a landlubber."
Hangclaw, another rat, limped over to join them. Rooting with his dagger point at a splinter in his foot paw, he spat in disgust.
"Right, ya shipmeat. Just look at me, poor trampers. Why are we walking all the time? Where's old Bowl got us bound to? We're traipsing around all day and after night."
Glimbo, the one-eyed rat who had been first mate aboard ship, had been loitering nearby, eavesdropping on the three crew rats. Sneaking up behind them, he gave the rotten log a hard shove with his spear point, sending the trio sprawling into the loam.
"Get up on your paws and quit whining, you slap-sided sons of worms. If the captain catches you, he'll leave you here to rest as food for the ants. Now march!"
Ragabowl had been marching up in front of the others, but had looked back over his shoulder so often that the crew could not fail to notice. The sea rat captain dropped back until he was level with Glimbo. Catching his mate's sleeve with the deadly silver hook, Bowl swiftly dragged him behind a broad sycamore trunk. Glimbo's sightless eye rolled in its socket as he saluted.
"They're all on the march, Captain."
Ragabowl poked his head out from behind the tree and snarled at the backstragglers.
"Keep moving, I'm watching you!"
Then he turned his attention to the trembling Glimbo.
"They're talking about me. What are they saying? The truth?"
The mate was trembling so hard that the back of his head made a noise on the tree trunk like a woodpecker.
Nothing, Captain. I ain't saying nothing."
He heard the slither of cold steel as Bowl drew his cutlass. As Ragabowl pulled him close, Glimbo could see the glint of his captain's gold teeth. He knew how dangerous the captain's moods were becoming. With his cutlass upraised, Bowl hissed,
"I must be saying something, you mud-brained idiot!"
Words poured out of Glimbo at breakneck pace.
"On me oath, Captain, the old crew side are thankful they are here for bringing them here, which is sunny and there's easy pickings. It's just that they ain't used to all this marching. Some of them gotten sore paws."
Thunk! The scimitar blade cut deep into the sycamore, taking off a tuft of Glimbo's whiskers.
"Sore paws, is it? You tell any beast moaning about sore paws that I'll chub them off and make them march on the stumps. Aye, and you can tell all the crew to quit staring at me all the time. And you can tell them another thing, too. Any rat I hear's mentioning that giant stripe dog, I'll make him eat his own tongue. There ain't no big stripe dog following me, you hear?"
Glimbo gulped hard, knowing how close to death he had come. Ragabowl wandered off without warning, leaving him to pull the scimitar loose and return it. The mate was surprised to see his captain sit down in the loam and speak in a voice that almost had a sob in it.
"I ain't been sleeping at nights. Post extra guards around me when it gets dark."
Glimbo dislodged the blade and returned it to his captain. Ragabowl grabbed the scimitar, staring suspiciously at him.
"Stop staring at me like that, thickhead! Get about your business and make a march faster!"
Glimbo saluted and walked off bemused. This was not the Ragabowl he knew from the seafaring days. The captain was definitely acting strange. He glanced back at Bowl, but the captain did not notice him looking because he, too, was peering back over his shoulder.